Hello and welcome to Changing the Record, the podcast brought to you by the Talking About My Generation news team, who are setting the record straight on growing older in Greater Manchester.
Hi, I'm Carol Ogden and I'm one of the Talking About My Generation reporters. And today I'm speaking to a veritable radio legend in the form of David Lloyd from Boom Radio. Good morning, David. Thank you for coming to talk to me today.
Thank you, Carol.
As our name suggests, music's really quite important to us, hence why we chose the name, because we felt it kind of represented us. We can all relate to each other through the music we remember. And so that's why when I saw Boom Radio really kind of resonated with me. I wonder, would you mind just telling us a little bit about what your concept was and how it came about, please?
Yes, I and a few colleagues have been in radio a long time. I think I've been doing radio now for over 40 years and had sort of retired. I'd sort of been a broadcaster, been through radio management, run lots and lots of radio stations for young people, and I just sold up the last set of radio stations and was consulting, doing bits and pieces, doing some writing. But I was becoming acutely aware that I was going to say older generations. I don't feel old, but people in their 60s and 70s probably weren't catered as well for as they used to be, because principally it was BBC stations who were targeting older listeners. But Radio 2 has changed, and that's not a criticism. That's the reality of their strategy. Terry Wogan is very different from Zoe Ball, and that is a fact. And their music, obviously, is not, they don't play as many Beach Boys songs as they used to, etc., etc. And so we felt that there was a generation who still felt young, with lots of life left to live, who actually felt that they were becoming increasingly disconnected from radio. The same is true on BBC local radio. Those stations have become, you know, more modern than they used to be. And in the commercial sector, there are some stations like Magic and Smooth, which are fine, but they're mood listeners. They're not really a full-time radio station with a rich offering of chat and friendship and a mix of music. So we thought there was a gap for a radio station for baby boomers, technically aged between, well, I mean, baby boomers were born any time from 46 to 64, are baby boomers officially. We sort of go from 60 to 75. That's our target age range for the group. And we felt there was a gap for a radio station playing music that appeals to that generation. And of course, the 60s is a huge decade for that generation, principally because they were, you know, becoming teenager in the 60s and early 70s. So those songs were part of their growing up and they have a huge fondness for them. But what we didn't want to be was a radio station set in a time warp. We're not really an oldies radio station. We're a radio station for 2021 that talks about all the things about 2021, has a bit of a laugh, talks about what's current, plays a little bit of current songs where they sort of fit. There's a few, you know, nice, decent melodic ones around, but we play an awful lot of 60s and 70s records as well. And the presenters, similarly, we want presenters who'd been around the block a bit. Rather than, you know, 24-year-olds, we'd have people who'd been on the radio quite a few years, and in many cases, presenters whom our audience had grown up with, people like David Hamilton. David Hamilton was on the Light programme originally and then on Radios 1 and 2 together right through the 70s and 80s. And he's part of our lineup. So people are getting in touch with us and it's lovely. They're saying, oh, I remember David Hamilton mentioned me when I was 23 and I got married, and these sorts of lovely stories. So people are reconnecting with the presenters they grew up with, that music, the presenters, and really a bit of a grown-up sound for people our age. And that was the dream. We launched it in February, we being, you know, a few ex-colleagues. We raised some money from people we knew, essentially, in the radio business, and we're not backed by any huge corporation. This is, you know, part of my pension is risked in this, and the same is true of my colleagues. And when we launched it, we were utterly blown away by the response. It was as if we'd opened a door. People said, oh, at last, a radio station that I feel at home with again. This is wonderful. And the passion, we got literally thousands of emails. And we reached about 1 million people on our Facebook page last month. Wow. You know, the response has been absolutely phenomenal. So we imagined that we would be online and maybe on DAB in a few major cities, but such was the response in the first 2 weeks, we said we've just got to do this nationally. So we went on DAB nationally within the first month of going on air, and that's Boom.
Right. Do you have an actual base, or are you truly sort of virtual? Because you launched within the pandemic, that must have been a challenge in itself, I guess.
One of the reasons why there hasn't been a commercial radio station for older listeners is that, and let's be honest here, it's very difficult to make it sustainable. It's very difficult to bring in sufficient advertising to sustain a rich offering for older listeners for all the wrong reasons. You know, there is a perception that people our age have made our minds up about every brand we're ever likely to buy. I mean, it's a nonsense, isn't it? Because we know actually we've probably got a little more money in our pockets than we had when we were 18. So for all those reasons, a lot of the big brands, and also what they say is it's much more sensible for them to advertise to someone age 30 where they've got, you know, 50 years left of brand loyalty in their life rather than us because we're about to keel over. Of course we're not. Yeah. So it's actually, and also buying advertising for older people when you've got daytime telly and all this sort of thing, it's actually quite cheap. So for all those reasons, it's quite difficult to make a business out of this sort of radio station. The way we've been able to do it is by doing it virtually and having no base. So we don't have huge headquarters in the centre of London. There is no base to Boom Radio. I'm running it from home with my other half. The guts of it are all here in front of me and at home. And all the presenters, similarly, we've got about 16, 17 presenters. They're all in their homes. They've got studio equipment in there, just as you have, Carol, you know, in their attics and in their back bedrooms. David Hamilton climbs his stairs in his farm and broadcasts from there each day. So they're all in their own homes. And it's worked really well. And we were planning this, of course, before the pandemic. So, you know, obviously, during the pandemic, a lot of broadcasters have done stuff from home. But we never intended, nor do we intend, ever to have premises. And that means that presenters are extremely relaxed. We've got presenters who actually probably don't want to drive into London to do a programme and all that hassle, but they're more than happy to go upstairs and do a programme. So we get really good talent and it fits together. And also, of course, we're not metropolitan biased. Our presenters are wherever they happen to live, and many of them are outside London.
Right. Well, I mean, that's interesting. I just wanted to go back to the point that you made about music, because it's something that we talk about quite a lot. And I suppose myself, I was guilty of it to some extent when I worked within the library service for some years doing sort of community outreach. And I used to go to care homes. And invariably, you know, they'll play them Vera Lynn and things like that. And you know, and I was thinking I'd rather have the Ramones, you know, when I end up in a care home, my proper punk at the time. I mean, I went through several incarnations, as most people do throughout their life. You know, I love everything from Neil Sedaka to, you know, as I say, the Ramones, maybe not so much on thrash metal personally, but, but, you know, yeah, we do have a wide ranging taste, don't we? And it's a changing world. I think it's interesting with you starting in the pandemic. Another thing that's sort of, a myth, I guess, about older people is that we're not technically savvy. So that must have been another concern for you, was it?
Yeah, just to take those 2 points, in terms of music, you're right in that just because we're a radio station for older people doesn't mean we're comfortable and old-fashioned, you know, because that's not where people in the 60s and 70s are. There's a generation after that that like their light programs, and, you know, maybe we'll do something in that territory in the future. But there was a shift in music, wasn't there, when pop and rock and roll were born and music got louder and different. And this is the generation we're broadcasting to. I hope we're never aggressive, but we do play some, you know, some quite quite thumping tunes. And what we did was challenge the thinking. Traditional radio thinking has been that actually you need to be really focused, and you can't play Lulu next to Ed Sheeran because Lulu's a very old record and Ed Sheeran's a very new record. And we said, actually, baby boomers don't care about that. Baby boomers quite like there's a lovely George Ezra song. That's really nice. And then the next thing, they'd say, I like this Steppenwolf from 1968. So we said, look, the record collections of baby boomers are mad. They're crazy because they are songs from today, songs from the 60s, songs that they recall really fondly that their mother used to play. It's the most motley. And we said, what happens if you throw them all together, which is what we've done. Now, we do try to organise them in a sort of textured way so we don't get too many abrupt junctions. And we also make sure that we play not just the obvious songs. Yes, you know, we will play Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen. Of course we will. But there's lots of other Queen songs that came out, good old-fashioned Lover Boy and whatever, that we also play. So we play a very deep library from very many years and mix it all together. And it's not sleepy. We do play some, you know, wonderful old ballads from the 50s. but you won't hear a whole hour of it. You'll hear it now and again seasoned in. So that textured offering of all sorts of music, as a traditional radio programmer, it drives you mad. But as a listener, it's great. And people are saying to us, I love the surprises. You never know what you're going to hear next. And I always know if there's a song I don't like, there's a great one coming. And people just love this rich texture of offering. But it actually defies all the rules in the radio books. We're breaking them all by doing what we're doing. So that's that. Certainly our generation is, you know, although we are not digital natives, we've had to catch up pretty quickly. And, you know, all the Ofcom figures bear out that actually very quickly this generation is getting more and more and more au fait with going online. Of course, during the pandemic, people have got used to things like Zoom. So actually, that's been a real helpful catalyst for us. And certainly when we look at our smart speaker usage, it is phenomenal. And in fact, when we look at our target audience, age 60 to 75, the people using smart speakers most are in their 70s, not in their 60s. So it's really interesting. And certainly that's been helpful to us. Having said all that, what we don't want to do is exclude people. That's one of the reasons why we wanted to be on DAB. You know, it's great if people are listening on smart speakers and going on Facebook and talking to us and emailing us. That's great. But for people who just are more than happy to turn on the radio and just want us to be there, that's where we wanted to be, as friendship and comfort, which is what people have really needed in the last 18 months.
Absolutely. I mean, I was listening to you earlier. I wouldn't actually know it was yesterday that I was listening to you. Oh, I have listened to you this morning too.
I'm glad you're a loyal listener, Carol. That's great news.
In fact, you read, just in this surreal moment, you read out a bit off Facebook about the, petrichor, you know, about the smells of things. And you read out mine, actually. Which was the freshly groomed dog.
That was it, as opposed to the freshly washed dog.
A wet dog, yes. Yeah. Mine is sitting under me now.
Well, thank you for that contribution, Carol.
So in terms of, you were saying about your content, I know I was listening and somebody played Wizard, See My Baby Jive, which is one of my favourite all-time tracks. Yeah. But then I heard Secondhand Rose as well, you know, which was Streisand, I think it was.
Yes, that's right.
But yeah, that was, you know, and so there are things. I mean, my father used to sing, Mountains of Mourn and things like that, and Mother Kelly's Doorstep.
Yeah.
You know, all these kind of things. And whilst I wasn't old enough to, you know, to remember them, they are part of my childhood nonetheless. So I was born in 61. So I just about sneak in.
Yes. I think people have said to us, and we're using it in our advertising now, it makes me feel young again. And that, in a sense, sounds contradictory. But we play a record and you think back to the way you felt back then. And as we all know, we don't feel any different inside. We still feel that age. And when we see all the advertising featuring these old grey faces, we think, that's not me, because we perceive ourselves exactly the same. So we are our age. We accept it. And you'll hear people on Boom talking about their hearing age, the creaky legs. You know, there's a reality to it. But, you know, we also feel incredibly young, and we've got so much we want to do, and people are sharing with us. You know, we had a woman on the other day who's driving around the UK in a camper van. She sold her house. That's what she's always wanted to do, and people are doing something. And another woman who's taking up the ukulele. And it's great just talking to people who are alive, and yet society increasingly is treating them as though you've done your bit now. You tick the box that says 55 plus in all the surveys, and we've had enough of you. You know, no, far from it.
Oh, and also on that note, I'm just thinking one thing I did remember, sorry, and that was the point that I, in a roundabout way, I was coming back to when I was listening to you, you read out some of your mum's diary.
Yes, yeah.
is that a general feature?
Yeah, it sort of, I found her diary when, actually it was when she died over 20 years ago, and my dad moved into a nursing home and we're clearing out the family home, and we found this 1952 diary. My mother never finished anything, so I was quite surprised to find a whole diary with most of the entries in there. And I transcribed it anyway for the family, and I just stumbled across it the other day by accident. And I thought, oh, this is so, because it's so ordinary. There's nothing special about my mother's diary, but it's got all those wonderful old Christian names in, like Phyllis. I went around to Phyllis's. You think, oh, you know, and so I'm just, some of these people I don't know. In fact, the diary was written before I was born. So I'm just reading it out. We had a lovely reaction to it, because everybody relates to these random family stories. So I gently poke fun at it a little bit, but I think it does chime. But it's that sort of thing that we can get away with, really.
Yeah, so really you've thrown away the rule book and kind of made your own, and it seems to be working really well for you.
It is, yeah. I mean, as the, you asked about audience figures, and at the moment, because of COVID, actually the radio industry as a whole does not have any audience figures for any radio stations at all, and has not had for a year and a half. So everybody's leaning on old radio audience figures. No one has them. And all the newer stations, like our own, we don't have any, and we probably won't get any until the end of the year. And that's a frustration for us, to be honest, because we like them for ourselves and for our advertisers. So we're hungry to get those early audience figures. We do know how many people are streaming online, and we know we've exceeded our expectations by some considerable margin already. What we don't know is how many people are listening on DAB. So we've no idea is the actual fact. All we can judge is on the huge response. And we know that, you know, for every listener that troubles to get in touch, there are a lot who just put you on the radio and quite like it listening. So we won't know till the end of the year. But advertisers too have been very enthusiastic. You know, lots of advertisers actually saying, I like what you're doing. And what we're trying to do with those is alongside the traditional ad spots, we're not having many ad spots because we hope Radio 2's listeners will come across and they're not used to lots of ads. So we don't have very long ad breaks at all. And what we're doing is trying to persuade advertisers to do interesting things, to do, you know, content. We had a home client called Willoughby Homes. And instead of having, you know, hurry, buy one quickly, we did lots of interviews with people who live in Willoughby Homes and about their sort of, you know, little homes on these sites, about why they moved in, what was the catalyst, or whether they were downsizing, they wanted somewhere more manageable. You know, that makes interesting stories rather than hurry, buy ads. So, you know, the advertiser response has been great.
Absolutely. And you have merch as well, don't you? We have our own merch for talking about my generation.
I was going to look around for a Boom mug, but I've not got one here. I've got so many mugs here because this is where I do my radio show from, but no Boom mugs at the moment.
Oh, no, shame on you.
We've got one in the kitchen, though, yeah.
Now, look, I do have the
very impressive mug. Look at
it
that.
Has, Manchester poem on it. I'll have to send you one.
Please do. I'll send you one.
Well, so what are your future plans? Do you have any wonderful things in the pipeline that you can tell us about?
These are very early days, and we will be 6 months old in August. And in fact, we're 6 months old on the very day that the anniversary of closing the pirate stations down in the 60s. So 14th of August, we will be 6 months old. So that will be a real landmark. And we just need to grow and settle. I mean, we have been working night and day. We have a very small staff. I mean, you know, the BBC spends about something like £48 million on content on Radio 2. We spend a little less than that. And we have a very, very small staff. In fact, there are two people running the marketing, the programming, the whole thing, really. I've got a team of a few in sales as well. So it's all hands on deck, and we haven't got a lot of time for very much. We want to get the message across. That's the key thing, because unless people know about Boom Radio, listen on DAB, listen online, then that audience won't grow. So we're getting the message across and putting a lot of effort into that. For the future, who knows? I think we've established something quite special here, and we think there are future similar opportunities within the family of Boom.
Great. So in order for our Talking About My Generation family, as it were, to find you on DAB, they just look for Boom.
We're on DAB, and in London, you'll find us very easily. In fact, there are a couple of DABs in London, so that's nice and simple. But outside London, we're on the new form of DAB, which is called DAB Plus. And I mention that because not all DAB radios, the older ones, don't get us. You think you've got us, it says Boom, but there's no sound. And if your radio's doing that, it means it's probably a bit old and you might like to get a new one, which are very affordable now. So we're available across the country on DAB Plus, and also, we are online, and to get us online, you can download the Boom Radio app on your phone. That's one way of getting us. You can go on your computer, boomradio.co.uk, listen now. That's another way of doing it. Or if you have a smart speaker, and a lot of people do have smart speakers now, I shan't say their names because it sets them all off, but just say the name of your smart speaker and say, play Boom Radio, and she will.
Oh, do we have a male version? I don't know. I wanted to ask you, is everyone a presenter these days? Is DJ just an old-fashioned term that I'm raking up there?
I don't think we're too precious about it. I mean, yeah, DJs were the old disc jockeys in the clubs, and then they became the DJs on the radio. And then because a lot of radio stations aren't music stations, they're chat stations or talk stations, so presenters sort of covers you whether you play music or you don't play music. So presenters is a broader term. I don't think we're too precious. Internally, we call ourselves jocks. Oh. And we've always done that as short for disc jockeys. So we call ourselves jocks. And that's quite funny because, of course, you know, some of our jocks are 82.
Oh, that's great. Well, in closing, could I ask you, what do you enjoy personally? Do you have a go-to, either an artist or an album or...
I've worked in radio so long and music's been part of what I do and what I play. And I think as a radio programmer, because I do a number of things, I'm sort of responsible for the radio station business. I program the radio station. My other half programs all the music for it, but I do everything else. And I present the morning show. So I'm dealing with music all the time. And I think you have to be quite objective. Music is a very personal thing and blokes are very boring about music. The music they like is the right music and everything else is awful. So, you know, as a programmer, you have to say, actually, it doesn't matter what I like. What it matters is what the listeners like. And we do a huge amount of research to find out what it is that will please the most people as much of the time as possible. And that's what we tend to play. And because of that, I have very, very broad musical tastes and different moods as well. But I like melody. I like the Carpenters. I like Mama Cass. And also upbeat, positive 70s bubblegum pop I love as well, you know. And that's not a very trendy answer, but, you know, on Boom, you know, in the morning show, we played this morning Barry Maguire. We play a real range of quality stuff. And also that stuff which has a huge place in people's life, which frankly isn't quality at all. But actually, it reminds you of great summer days and rushing out for the ice cream, age 13, with a big bowl to get some for the whole family. You know, it just takes you back and therefore it's worth playing.
Absolutely. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, I all my sort of musical memories really are centered in the 70s. And there was such a scale of music, wasn't there, across the decade, really. You know, it's stunning. Well, David Lloyd from Boom Radio, I would like to thank you ever so much for speaking to me today. It's been really enjoyable. And thank you for taking time out of what is clearly a massively busy schedule. Are you back on the air in half an hour?
No, back on air tomorrow morning at 10.
Oh. All right. Thank you. Thank you for talking to me.
Carol, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate your interest. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to our latest edition of the Changing the Record podcast. For all previous episodes and for the latest news, views and nostalgia for Greater Manchester, check out our website talkingaboutmygeneration.co.uk.